John McGivern in the studio. How you doing?
Yay!
It's been a long time.
Where you been?
I've been here.
Have you?
Where you been?
Not here, I guess.
So how's your mom doing?
She's fine.
Is she good?
She is fine. She's she called me yesterday. I don't know if I told you this story, but my dear friend Caroline, you know Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
Caroline's dad died a couple days ago.
Oh, that's
her mom died a couple Thanksgivings ago, and
right.
Her dad and mom, you know, they had either between 11 or 13 kids. I kind of forget. I think 12.
A lot. There's of kids.
12 kids in that family.
Okay.
And Caroline's mom died, and her dad just was
like heartbroken.
Completely heartbroken.
Yeah.
And completely lost without the mom. And I was telling my mom that, you know, that Caroline's dad died, and he was a lawyer in town, Mr. Tyson, and he was, you know, they St. Sebastian's, real cool. This is their neighborhood, that where we're sitting today. They lived on right on Highland Boulevard. And so I was telling my mom, and I reminded my mother of the story that when Caroline called on Thanksgiving, that her mom died, and my mom said, "Oh, that's so sad." And she said, "And how did her mom die?" And I said, "Of cancer, but I can't remember
mm-hmm.
what the cancer was. It's cancer of I'm telling my mom, I said, it starts with a P," and my mom says, "Vagina."
That's fabulous.
What?
That's fabulous.
I said, it starts with a P.
P, not a V.
Unless you call yours a pugina. That's not what the woman died of.
Or, you know, there's another colloquialism.
Only your mom.
And she didn't miss a beat. Vagina. It's like, no, mother. No.
Did she say, "I thought you said a V"?
No, she no. didn't. She says, I'm just nervous. It's like, oh, okay.
That's funny.
So she
I can count on one finger how many times I've discussed vagina with my mom, you know? That's hilarious.
Yeah.
You just don't.
We really didn't discuss it then.
Yeah.
All I asked was if she calls her a vagina, and she said no, and that was the end of it.
Yeah. It wasn't like it broke
We're
into a lung.
Not going there anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't.
Done.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I'm 52 years old, so trust me. You have to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's
You're 52?
No, I'm 41. I just say that so people say, "You look fabulous," rather than saying, "I'm 26, and they say, "You look like crap."
That's KB's philosophy. He said, the one time we had Jared from Subway in here, and he brings his old pants in that are like size 75 waist.
Right.
KB said, "I'm just going to go out and buy a pair of pants like that and say I used to be this heavy."
That's right. Think about that. This is how big I used to be.
And then people just
people go,
look
great.
You look great.
Man, how did you do it?
Yeah,
you're tiny.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle change.
It's all perspective.
It is.
It's all perspective.
Look at these. These used to be mine.
Oh, that's the way to do it.
So yeah. So have you and Steve's doing good? Steve's doing good.
Steve, in fact, you know, we're in the middle of... I don't know if you know that I have apartments.
Yes.
I have apartments. Well, we just got another apartment. So we're in the middle of decorating
mm-hmm.
an apartment. And I'm telling you, I don't know. There is something about it. And it may be genetic.
You mean you like to do it?
Well, I hate it.
I hate it.
We were in the elevator yesterday going down with a vacuum cleaner and a big bucket full of cleaning supplies. And a neighbor walked in and was like, "Oh, you poor." I was like, "We love it." And she was like, "And there lies the difference."
Yeah.
You know, we were cleaning up and went to, okay, I don't know if you guys know about this, but Steinhoffel's.
Yes.
In the Waukesha? Huge ones? The ones that
the
are
gigantic? The gigantic superstore?
The huge store.
They have... In the back, it's called their dock sale. Okay, I hate to even talk about it, but it's important. They have a dock sale every day. And I went there, and I furnished this entire apartment for $1,200.
Oh, my
Get
God.
Get out of here.
I'm telling you the truth.
That's a stage whisper right there. $1,200.
Unbelievable.
Wow. And now, is it a studio? Now, tell me, what's the size? Is it a studio?
It's got a full
is it a
size. It's got a full size. Dining room. So I got a dining room set, a beautiful table, four chairs. It's a full-size kitchen. It's one big room and then a small room, which is an office and a bathroom. So it's considered a studio apartment.
Okay.
So in but
$1,200?
$1,200.
Can't buy a couch for that.
I bought a leather couch, a table and chair set, a
okay, stop talking
bed.
About stop talking about this because we need some furniture. So
you
we
go,
can't let
go to the dock sale.
Well, they have it every day.
They have it every day. They have it every day.
So they
every
obviously day. Have plenty.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Really?
How'd you find out about it?
I don't know. You know, I was out there But I didn't realize that it was every day. We went out there one time. Steve and I went out there one time for something else. And I thought, I'll just go out there and see what they have. Because they always have clearance on something. I didn't realize it was an entire department.
Yeah.
Really?
You know, and I walked in and I all of a sudden I knew that it was exciting because I was like, I'm sweating. I'm sweating. I got,
it is definitely,
I got a pee band. I know that something's good.
It's genetic.